Oh, good. Well, now, what was the occasion of the paintings?
They were, they're really only sketches, yeah, about that big, mm-hmm, and they were cartoons for mosaics.
Oh.
And the mosaics never were executed.
A number of things for the project got only to the cartoon stage and weren't executed. Do you have any feeling about how the project was directed, whether more should have actually been produced or finished than was, or do you think it was just inevitable waste?
Oh, I don't think it was a waste. For some reason in this state, I don't know why, maybe lack of funds, not much seemed to happen in public buildings, but, you know, like post offices. Like, seemed to happen in, I don't know, in the East, in California.
Yes. I think they were more active in California.
There's lots down,
yes,
there.
Of course, there are post office murals here, such as Elshin's in the University District.
That's
there are
right.
A number of murals
in
high school.
WPA?
That was the Treasury section on painting and design, which was another of the...
Is that something
government? Pardon?
Was that like the art project?
Yes and no. It was part of the same movement. It was, however, not designed for assistance to artists who needed it particularly. It was designed to get the... It was a series of competitions for murals to be publicly financed. But the best, most qualified artist for each mural or each mural site was chosen, at least in theory,
mm-hmm,
as a result of competitions. And that started later than the WPA art project. Some people worked on both. Some people worked only on the Treasury section murals, and some only on the PWAP and the WPA art projects.
Well, at the time of the project, here, when I was,
yes,
working on, I thought the most, oh, there it is, the most valuable thing they were doing was the index.
Good.
Of American design.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, I think that was pretty valuable.
Tell me what you think was particularly good about it.
Well, to begin with, they seemed able to find artists that had absolutely photographic,
mm-hmm,
technique, and really the drawings they did were better than photographs.
Yes.
And here all these interesting things were recorded,
mm-hmm,
for history,
mm-hmm,
and I've often wished that they would all get published somehow.
Yes.
There has been one book that I
that's
know
right
of.
But only that, I,
mm-hmm,
think, which is too bad,
because it's a wonderful record.
Yes, it is. Perhaps publication of more of it will come out of some of this renewed interest in the federal arts projects. There is a great deal of interest now, both looking backward at this one and looking ahead hypothetically at others that might be part of President Johnson's program.
Well, all that index stuff was saved, wasn't it?
Yes.
Didn't that all get,
yes,
sent to Washington or something?
Yes, it did.
Well, that's good, I think.
Yes. Well, now, you never worked on the index yourself, but you knew people who did?
Well, you see, they were working right in the same room,
oh,
where I,
yes,
was.
Mm-hmm.
And I had fun finding things for them to do.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things did you find?
Oh, old signs, and I found a barber pole,
mm-hmm,
that they used. And at the time, I owned a cast iron door stop. There was a sheaf of wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I found the history of it, and it was an American thing from,
mm-hmm,
somewhere in New England. So they used that. Oh, I found two or three old bangs, borrowed.
Oh,
from,
yes,
people,
they did a great,
know,
deal.
And toys.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But that was the only connection,
mm-hmm,
I had at that,
yes,
part of it. But I thought it was a pretty good thing they were doing.
Good. Now, one of my interviewees, who shall be nameless,
mm-hmm,
objected to it very strenuously.
Really?
Because he said they would take, say, 2 weeks to do an illustration of a key or a clock or a watch. And he thought that was just